welcome to the Let's Think About It podcast, where we embark on a journey of thoughtfulness and personal growth. I'm your host, Coach Mo, and I'm here to guide you through the thought-provoking discussions that will inspire you to unlock your full potential. In each episode, we'll explore a wide range of topics, from self-discovery and mindfulness to goal setting and achieving success. Together, we'll challenge conventional thinking and dive deep into the realms of possibility. Whether you're looking to find clarity in your personal or professional life, or seeking strategies to overcome obstacles, this podcast is your go-to source for insightful conversations and practical advice. So find a comfortable spot, chill, and let's embark on the journey of self-improvement together. Remember, the power to transformation lies within you, and together we'll uncover the tools and insights you need to make it happen. So let's dive in it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Maurice Mabry back for another episode. I am happy, very happy to have a very special person that's very dear to me, Dr. Jackie Hoyce. I'm going to let her tell you about who she is first before I paint my opinion about her, because she's an amazing, wonderful woman, colleague, friend, coach. But Jackie, please share with my audience who you are, what you do, and a little bit more about yourself.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me, Mo. It's really good to have this conversation with you. So I'm a small animal veterinarian, and I've been a veterinarian for over 13 years now. And about 3 or so years ago, I realized that I needed to do something for myself and for my profession, because we have a problem with burnout and with people, just mental health crisis in general and veterinary medicine. And we needed something. And so I felt a calling to try to, you know, first learn for myself and then also give back. And so that's what started me down the road of going through the life coach program through IPEC, and went on to get my ACC through the International Coaching Federation. And what I learned through that was just life-changing. And I've been able to really help people around me in the clinic that I work at, and people outside of that in my profession. And so basically what I try to focus on is that, you know, we all have the answers within ourselves, and how to take us from just surviving life in our profession and actually thriving. We just need to take those moments for ourselves to get there. And that's what I focus on.
How did we meet again?
We met in IPEC. We were in, I think it was all the way from Mod 1, and we were put together as a peer group, right? So just fate had us linked together. And Mo, you have been an amazing peer to have, and the biggest cheerleader. You've always been so good at spurring us on, and keeping us focused, and you know, really just recommitting to the mission that we're on. Because I think what's really unique about all of us in this field is that we feel like it's a calling, right, to do this. It's not just a job. It's not just something to do. It's like we're taking this effort and this time to give back in this way.
See, what you guys don't really understand, that this woman right here inspires me. She is so intuitively connected. Some of her clients that she's worked with, and even practicing coaching on me, because we do that for each other. We coach each other. Her intuitiveness is just off the charts. And she can just connect with what's not being said in a conversation, and just know that there's something else that's going on. It really encourages me to kind of raise my level again, because she does that so well for me. And I feel like, man, I have to show up at that level too, to be there for my clients, because I feel the effect of how she does that for me and the benefits that I get. I want to
ensure that my clients have the opportunity to get that same effect. So that's how she like really helps me grow as a person. But I want to transition a little bit more into like our conversation. Like, let's think about that, right? That's the name of this podcast. Let's think about it. And there's something that you said when you were just kind of explaining yourself and your background. You mentioned something about burnout, and I think most people can relate to that, when particularly when we're coming out of a pandemic and just the change that's happening in our work world, family, just a lot of different circumstances is changing. I want to talk to you directly, Jackie, about that burnout and as a coach, because you show up helping people work through burnouts. How do you deal with it per se for yourself as a professional coach and a veterinarian and all that going on?
Yeah, that's really interesting, because one of the things that we really understood in through our training to be a coach is that, you know, you're the first client individual, yourself, right? You figure these things out for yourself first, and then that allows you to help other people. And it's something that I really started to understand as I was working through these common workplace scenarios, and I think every veterinarian I know has come up across these, is that it's all about what I'm saying to myself in my head, right? So what is the belief that I'm working off of that is causing these things to feel heavy? That's always the word I use. It feels heavy. I feel this weight on my shoulders, and I just feel exhausted by what I'm doing instead of feeling like rejuvenated by what I'm doing. And a lot of people who are veterinarians and people in the care profession, a lot of people who are coaches, have that really strong energy of taking care of others. We are caretakers. We're not very good at taking care of ourselves at times, but we're strong caretakers. And we feel the responsibility of everyone and everything around us all the time. And that takes a lot out of you. And so one of the things that we talk about in IPEC is the energy levels. Through our work with that, I realized that I was doing so much of like coming into a client interaction with like, this is my responsibility. The responsibility of what happens to this patient, how this client feels, everything is on my shoulders. And I'm working through this by myself. And when I was able to identify that underlining message of like, everything is my responsibility, which even goes to a deeper message, which we call gremlin messages, and you know, basically these inner blocks, these deep inner blocks. So it goes even deeper than that. And that's one of our jobs as coaches, is to really peel back the layers and go all the way to the core to really figure it out. But that message of like, everything is my responsibility, was just so heavy and tiring for me. And when I was able to like do this with the work of my coaches, was able to do this little shift from, instead of this is my job, to like, I'm partnering with this client. We are doing this together. So really shifting that energy up to what we call level 5, where you're working together as a team. So me and this client are working together to do the best we can do for this patient. It's a subtle thing. It's these little shifts in your belief system, but it took so much weight off my shoulders. And that was an example for me of how like just I could get through my day and not feel so exhausted. And so that's something that I've been seeing over and over again with coaching, is that you a lot of times don't do anything different than what you were doing before, but it's how you feel about it, what belief you have in your mind, what emotions are associated with it, that will say, is it something that you can continue to doing? Or are you going to burn out doing this? Or are you going to thrive doing this? And really shifting to that, like, I am here because I feel passionate about taking care of animals and taking care of humans and helping that education, that human-animal bond. And we're doing this in partnership. Oh my gosh, it's like the weight is off my shoulders. So that's just one example of, you know, personally going through that journey for myself, and now how I can help other people because I have that awareness. And everyone's message is different, right? Like someone else's message may not be the same one I have, but it's just finding out what that message is.
With everything that you said, because you're taking me back to our IPEC days right away.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we talk a lot about is those four energy blocks, right? the limiting beliefs, the assumptions, the interpretations, and the gremlins, which is that, that inner voice that's constantly chirping, chirping, right?
Yeah.
And the benefit of working with our clients is we can kind of create that awareness around that of how these judgments are showing up for people and things like that. And when you were talking about burnout and how you work with clients and things like that, but what type of advice or what kind of input would you give to a person who hasn't really committed to a coach yet, who's really unfamiliar with the whole coaching process and things like that, and they're just listening in and they got some burnout? I mean, what can you give them right now to kind of start to mitigate, like how to move forward? What would you give them right now?
I mean, I would say that, like, you deserve that gift, you know? Like, I think that we get so busy in our lives and we think, I don't have time for this. Maybe that's on my 2024 goals, but not 2023, you know? Like, I can't do this. I don't really want the time or the money or, you know, the commitment to this. But here's the thing is that, like, at some point you just have to stop and say, like, I deserve this gift. And I really feel like coaching is a gift. And what you learn from it is something that you will always have. Right. So, you know, those moments with your coach are amazing. And the how much you can get through together in a 30-minute session even is amazing. But what you learn, the skills you learn from being coached and coaching are incredible and life-changing, because you learn that your mind is in harmony with you, that you don't have to be in conflict with your mind. You learn that all of the answers to everything are inside of you. And it's just about having a conversation with yourself. And you learn how to reframe. You learn how to be kind to yourself. I always think of it as, like, if you look at the current state of the landscape of your mind, and a lot of doors are shut, and you look around, you think, this is it. This is all I have. And then you start being coached and you have those amazing aha moments and all those doors open. And you're like, oh my gosh, there's so much more here. And I love being here. This is so good, you know, because I know so many of us who, you know, really struggle with just, like, maybe not being kind to yourself, or maybe having a lot of negative self-talk, or maybe just feeling like having these messages that I'm not good enough, I can't do this, but you can. And all the answers for what you need are in your own mind. And that's the coach's job, to just help facilitate those connections.
Yeah, I agree. And one thing that I want to add to your list, they're giving yourself permission.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think we forget that the captain of our own journey and our own selves, right? And a lot of times it's just tough because we're so critical. We're our worst enemies, right? And I even get in my own way, you know, all the time. I'm my worst critic, right? Often, more than not, I forget to give myself permission that it's okay to do this. And if I make a mistake, it's okay, because every mistake is an opportunity to grow and learn, right?
Right. Or even to say, you cannot make a mistake. A mistake doesn't even exist, right?
Right. And we show up with this baggage. Mm-hmm. Like, I gotta be perfect. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. And it's not okay, because if I make a mistake, then such and such is going to think this, or I'm going to view myself as this. I'm not good enough. Blah, 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 blah. And then that's where the whole judgment cycle starts spinning out of control. And ultimately you're left stagnant. Right.
And then you don't get to have the life that you want and you deserve. But you said, just like you said, just give yourself permission. Like, you are worthy. You are worthy of that and that life that you can step into.
Can we dig into that a little bit? What giving yourself permission, what does that look like for a person? What does that mean?
I think it's, like, basically saying that, like, it's the ultimate, like, self-love, expression of self-love and self-care, right? So it's saying that I have inherent worth. It's not what I do. It's not how other people perceive me. It's who I am. And we all have that, right? We are all unique, beautiful beings, and we all have inherent worth. And also realizing that when you can be the best version of yourself, you know, when you give yourself that full permission, that full love, think about how much you can give then give back to other people around you. You know, when you're part of that synergistic collaboration with everyone around you. And it's just saying that there is a life there for you and there's an energy there for you. You're all part of this bigger system. And it's saying that, you know, you can do that. And it's honestly just like that first, like, so when I started IPEC, I don't know if I've told you this before, Mo, but like I was having major regrets of like, did I do the right thing? Right. I signed up for it. I paid the money to do it. I committed to it. And it was right at the beginning of the pandemic. So our mod kind of got pushed a little bit for the start of it. But I had had this really strong intuitive hit before starting it that like, this is a journey I'm supposed to take. And so I followed that voice in my head and I did it and I signed up for it. But then before the start of Mod 1, I was thinking, what am I doing? This is not me. I'm a veterinarian. I'm a science person. I'm not a like touchy-feely, like woohoo kind of person, right? Like, well, I'm never going to be able to do this. This is not going to help me. And I was just, it was like my forebrain overthinking it. It was trying to override that intuitive hit that I had that like, this is a journey I'm supposed to take. And then I went to Mod 1 and I met you, Mo, and I met everyone else. And I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And everything felt right. And so it's just giving yourself that initial, follow your intuition and give that initial like, yes, I'm saying yes to this and see what happens.
Right, right. But what if a person has a low self-esteem, a lot of judgment on themselves that would even struggle with finding a light to give themselves for permission? How do you help a person like that?
Well, I mean, I think one of the big things is as a coach, we always know that we have to meet everyone exactly where they're at, right? So there are a lot of people who are very much stuck in that because of their life and their circumstances, very much stuck in that kind of, we call level one, right? So like very in that low energy, kind of feeling like you have to hide from the world. You don't feel confident in yourself. Feel more of the victim state of mind. And that's okay, you know, because everyone's journey is their own. Like it's nothing to judge that you're in that place, but a coach will meet you there and help you just with that little first step, which might be that maybe that first step is actually a little bit of anger to say, I don't want this for myself anymore. I don't want this. I'm angry about this. I don't want this. And that's cool. And you just meet yourself where you're at right there. That anger is okay. That can be protective. And then maybe from that anger, maybe you can get a little bit of, you know, it's okay. It's fine. We can do this. Kind of just put your head down and do it. And then it just goes on from there, right? So it's these little gradual steps. And like sometimes one little like cracked open door can be all you need to have that cascade effect of like everything else that happens.
Yep. I'm right near with you because I call them like little tweaks, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a way, in my opinion, and how I help my clients is like, you have a way of how you already show up. You have certain behaviors, certain ways, certain styles, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. And for the most part, you've been that way for decades. Mm-hmm. And just because I'm a coach and I give you this insight, or you have a self-discovery or on a certain thing, that doesn't mean like it's just going to shift all of that behaviors of how you were for the past couple of decades. It's just going to shift away. It's not. So my approach is like, what can we continually do to tweak? Just little tweaks that doesn't interrupt the flow of how your behaviors are.
Yeah.
But those little tweaks over a duration of time starts to be very impactful, that brings down the unwanted behaviors and starts to raise the bar of that version of self that you want to be.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my approach. In helping clients, because like you are who you are, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I loved about the whole IPEC methodology around energy and coaching and things like that, right? Because it's about perception. And perception is easy to shift, right? And we all have a certain viewpoint of ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's why we're so critical and judgmental of ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And if you're showing up a certain way, and you've been showing up like this for the majority of your life, just because you have a conversation with a coach doesn't just, it's not just going to shift overnight. If we start to like open the blinders a little bit.
Yeah.
Making certain tweaks, even tweaks around your language, your viewpoints, things like that, you start to see the difference in shifts that start to happen for you over a duration of time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like introducing a different perspective. Like, hey, just try this on for size. Like, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to take it home with you. Just try it on for size, right? And I remember, so for Mod 1, one of the first things I heard the moderator say was, people aren't good or bad or anything. They just make sense. I clung to that, right? Because I'm traditionally a very black-white thinker, being, you know, science-minded and veterinarian. Like, I'm a very black-white thinker, and I would put people in buckets, or I put situations or things in buckets. And starting to introduce that idea of, like, a gradient and no, you know, shades of gray, as opposed to judging black and white and just not judging and just saying, it's just, people just make sense. People just make sense. And then the other big thing that I took away from that first weekend was, be easy on myself. You know, like, I've always, I know I'm not the only one who does this. I've talked to many people who do this, but I've always had that, like, you know, you just walk around doing the dishes, doing your thing, and you think about something that happened 10 years ago. And you're like, oh, I was so stupid. Why did I say that? Right? Like, everyone does that. And I would do that so badly. And then I would hate on myself. And after that first weekend in IPEC, and they kind of challenged us to saying, you did exactly what you needed to do in that moment, or you did exactly the best thing you could do in that moment with who you are. And just starting to just give yourself a break. And so every time I would have that little negative thought that would pop up, I would say, Jackie, you did exactly what you could in that moment, and I love you. And I would just say that to myself. And it sounds like a silly little thing, but Mo, it changed my life, right? It changed my life because I just started to be easy on myself, you know? And and all that energy you put towards like hating on yourself, you're like, well, what else can I do with this energy? And you just start to just say, I mean, I wouldn't be that hard on other people. Why am I so hard on myself? You know?
Yeah.
So just give yourself a break.
Because I like to give as much value as possible. You mentioned something about negative thoughts that would pop up in your mind, right? What are some tips that you can give just the average Joe person about who's struggling with just negative thinking? What are a couple of tips that they can do to kind of reel that in and to be more positive? What would you recommend for a client to do if they said, hey, you know, Jackie, I'm struggling with just all of these negative thoughts. What can I do to kind of get rid of them? What would you give them without like really coaching them through it, but just tips that you could just give them right now? What would that be?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is just to say, when you have those thoughts come up, don't have any judgment around them, right? So it's like that thought comes up and it's easy to be like, oh, here I am having negative self-talk again. It's like, but then you're just adding judgment to it. So when those thoughts come up, just be like, okay, they're there. Totally normal. Everyone does this. I'm not the only one who does this. I'm going to use this as an opportunity to practice. So I'm going to practice, instead of saying, agreeing with that negative self-talk that comes up, I'm going to say, what if I just was easier on myself? What if I just said, you did a good job. It's okay. It's fine. It's okay. And so it's like change shifting that relationship to like, I'm in conflict with myself, to like, this is just how I am. It's totally normal. A lot of people have these thoughts, and I'm just going to explore it. I'm going to be like, I'm going to give myself, and I'm going to say that it's okay. And then as I start to have more of these opportunities to give myself a chance to say it's okay, you can start to say, what do I want to learn from these thoughts? Why are these thoughts coming up? What is my underlying message that's beneath them? Right? So is it, what emotions are attached to this? And what are these emotions trying to do for me? Because a lot of times when we have this negative self-talk or these strong emotions or these thoughts, it's because the body's actually trying to protect us or try to message something to us, right? Like one of the biggest lessons that I learned through IPEC was this introduction of a reframing your relationship to anxiety. I know so many people who suffer from anxiety, so many veterinarians, so many professional leaders, everyone does, right? And one of the IPEC coaches introduced this idea to me that what if anxiety is just a body's physical manifestation of telling you that something is not aligned, that you are not actually giving yourself, your genuine self, that time to shine. It's just your body's messaging saying like, hey, like this isn't right. This doesn't jive for us. And that was life altering for me to hear that perspective, right? Because I always thought of anxiety equals bad. Anxiety is like the bad thing in my life. Well, what if it's just my early detection? What if my body's just trying to tell me something? So I'm feeling anxious. Okay, let's dive into that. What emotions are associated there? What am I saying that I don't really believe about myself? Like, am I saying that I'm crap and I can't do this? But then my body says, no, that's not right. That's not right. I believe you can do this. I believe you're wonderful. I believe that you can do anything you want to do. And so it's having a good relationship with those things that have come up for you instead of labeling them as bad, believing or feeling judgment associated with them, or like, why am I doing this? I'm crap. I can't do this. No one else has these negative thoughts, or no one else has these beliefs or these emotions or this anxiety. Say, what is this doing for me? And let's have a good relationship with it.
Just to add to that, what you were saying is utilizing the anxiety as a trigger too.
Yeah.
That's the trigger to tell you that you need to shift to a better state. I don't know, right?
Well, shift to like a more genuine state, right?
Yeah,
like I would use that like a genuine state, like who you truly are, right? Because no one comes out of the womb thinking like, I'm nothing. I'm not worthy. Those messages come to us from life and from messaging from around us that we've internalized. You don't come out of the womb with an inherent like self disregard. You come out of the womb with an inherent self worth, right? So this anxiety, this negative self-talk, these things that come up, it's your body's way of being like, dude, like it's not jiving. Like get back to the way we were, right? Let all these messages that you've accumulated over the course of your life because of these things around you, like get back to like, you are beautiful. You are worthy of love. You are love, you know, get back to that.
Right. And what are your thoughts about, incorporating like more gratitude throughout your day to kind of help with that shift? Because I'm big on that.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think gratitude exercises are so helpful. I feel that all the time. I think rather than, because it helps your mind shift from like all the things that are not going well to all the things that really are, and feeling like everything I've been through has been a gift, right? And being so grateful and so thankful for what I do have and where I'm at right now. And one exercise we did was you go through and you write out like kind of the every decade of your life or every 5 years of your life, kind of write out like these challenges that have come up, these big things that have happened in your life that have shaped you, you know, maybe an illness or divorce or, you know, whatever. And instead of saying, okay, like those were bad things that happened to me, like what gift did you take from those? Right. And those kind of events really, you know, give you a lot of strength and give you a lot of resiliency and have taught you some great lessons. So it's just reframing to like I'm strong, you know, and things have happened to me. Things happen to everyone, some people more than others, but I look what I have gotten from them. it adds more and more to that feeling of strength and love. Yes. I think it all comes back to love. I always say that. I'm like, oh, the message is always love, underlining, you know?
Yes, yes. And I like to think of it from this viewpoint, too, that, you know, we live in a world that's just full of negativity. You look at the news, you look at politics, you look at social media ads. I mean, it's coming at us from so many different angles into our consciousness about you're not this, you're not that, you should be this, you should be that, blah, 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 right?
And then,
and then you're trying to protect yourself. When I say protect yourself, that's where the fear like starts to come, because it's trying to protect you, like you kind of mentioned, right?
Mm-hmm.
And where gratitude kind of fits into this whole scheme of things, it's like you're creating armor for yourself of positivity to offset all the negativity that is just coming through our consciousness day in and day out, right?
Yeah.
And I like to share with my clients, like, mind manipulative games that you can play that creates big wins for you, right? And one of the things that I'm like big on is like every time you walk into the kitchen, you got to have a gratitude thought. That's the goal. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Every time you open up a cabinet or something, or you go into the restroom,
you
got to have a gratitude thought.
Yeah.
That's powerful, right? Because one, it's really easy to do. So here, let me give you an example. I just had a gratitude thought of how grateful I am that you're here on this podcast. You know how long that took me to do that thought? Less than 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Right? So it's really easy to do, right?
Yeah.
The problem is the consistency of doing it and remembering to do
it. Yeah.
But that's why you create a manipulative game with your mind. So that, like, okay, I can do that every time I go to the restroom, because you got to go to the restroom, right?
Right.
Everyone goes to the restroom. So that's the rule. Every time I go to the restroom, I have a gratitude thought.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the objective of that is to remember to do that, because now you're creating repetition of having gratitude thoughts.
Yeah.
And then the more gratitude thoughts that you can have, the more starts to offset some of the negativity that you have in your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And you just start playing a game with it. And then as you start to get well-versed of remembering to have gratitude thoughts, you start to expand the game. Maybe maybe every time you drive to work, you stop at a stop sign. Every time you stop at a stop sign, stoplight, you got to have a gratitude thought regardless. Mm-hmm. And then it also starts to teach you to multitask with having the gratitude thought, because you're listening to a show or you're listening to music, and then you come to a stop sign and stop while you're listening to music or listening to a podcast, whatever you're listening to, you still got to have a gratitude thought. So now you're multitasking in how you do this.
Right.
But over time, it's just another added tool that's simple to do, but becomes impactful with consistency over a duration of time.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to see certain behaviors in your language shift if you continuously and intentionally work towards that. And that's something that I try to introduce to my clients to help overcome, you know, some of the negative talks and things like that they may be saying in their head.
Yeah, I mean, it is all, it's training. It's a habit. It's training a habit, right? It's like working out, right? You're just training, you're just gradually introducing something new that becomes part of like your everyday thought process. And that trick of, if you're trying to introduce a new habit, linking it to an existing habit is a really good trick that coaches will utilize, right? So it's like, you always brush your teeth. So whatever new habit you're trying to do, link it to that existing habit. And then, like you said, it just becomes more and more part of your mental landscape to have that gratitude. And I think gratitude, the other thing, it really grounds you in that moment, right? Because we get so we get forward thinking, we get past thinking, like we struggle in this world, being in the moment. And gratitude really helps you be in that moment. Just take a breath. See and look around. What do you see? What do you see? What little things do you see that you're thankful for in that moment? So I think that's a really good trick to do.
Yeah. But speaking of gratitude, I'm really thankful for you, Jackie, to be here, to share your insights. As we wrap up today's episode, what would you like to share with our audience about you, or anything, that any last message you want to share? And then after you share that, please provide information in case there's someone who wants to reach out to you for your services.
So, first of all, I just want to say I'm very grateful for you, Mo, and for this moment that we have. And I'm so thankful for the years of friendship that we've had and how we've grown together through our coaching experiences. And I'm continuously inspired by you. I mean, your strength and your focus, and just your ability to be true to yourself. I think that's the way I would, to just always listen to yourself and what your motivation and what your course in life is, and not let all of that catabolic energy, that draining energy that's around you, shift you from that focus. And you just continuously show up for people. And I think that is a tremendous gift that you have. And so, just really, really thankful that we have this relationship and that we're able to, you know, explore coaching together like this. Basically, just that I am here for any professional, especially, you know, medical professional, veterinarian who wants to work with someone for one-on-one coaching. My business name is wiseandwonderfulcoaching.com. You can find me, and I am just here to meet you wherever you're at. And I believe that we all have the answers within us. I believe that veterinary medicine is an amazing profession. And I think that we have a lot that we can do to improve upon it and keep people in the profession instead of leaving and just really thriving. And I think that we can all be there for each other through that process, that journey. And I see a shift. I think we're going to do it. We just have to be there for each other. And I want to help as many people as I can in the process. So thank you, Mo, for having me and having this discussion.
Oh, no, thank you. You are an inspiration to me too. Like I said, we've known each other since day one of our training, and we've been linked together since. And you are definitely a huge influence in how I show up to help my clients and support my clients. And also, you've helped me grow as not only as a coach, but with helping me see myself inside out in how I show up as a man, as a husband, as a father, as a colleague, as a brother, as a son, all of those. And I'm so appreciative of our relationship and how we work together. So thank you. Thank you for dropping tremendous nuggets today. Let's Think About It podcast. And we sure did have a lot to think about today.
Thank you for joining me in this episode of Let's Think About It. Your time and attention are greatly appreciated. If you found value in today's discussion, I encourage you to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Remember, the journey of self-improvement is ongoing, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Connect with me on social media for updates and insights. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Coach Mo Coaching, or LinkedIn at Maurice Mabry. Or visit my website at mauricemabry.com for exclusive content. Until next time, keep reflecting, keep growing, and most importantly, keep believing in yourself. Remember, the most effective way to do it is to do it. Together, we're making incredible strides toward a better and more empowered you. So thank you, and I'll see you in our next episode.